it really, this was one of the few weeks in, I don't even want to say post COVID, because I feel like we still in COVID. But in this past year, that really felt like a holiday weekend as far as like news is concerned, because the 4th of July did not feel like the 4th of July. I don't know if it was because it was a Sunday. How was your 4th? Did you have fun? Did you go out?
I did not. I don't know if it's because Juneteenth was so heavy. Like, I didn't even, like, 4th of July was seriously another day for me. Maybe because I didn't have a 3-day weekend, technically.
Okay, yeah, that would do it.
I mean, I made it a 3-day weekend, but I had to go to work on Monday, and it was so slow that they was letting us off.
Okay. Oh, I was like,
yeah. So it became a 3-day weekend, but the intention wasn't there, because I still had to set my, like, you know, you have a 3-day weekend, you might hang out a little bit later. You might do whatever. I was like, oh, I got to go to work in the morning. I don't know if I'm going to stay the whole day. So I wasn't like kicking it late or doing a lot on Sunday. I was perfectly fine with sitting in the house and just watching whatever I was going to watch. But my friend was like, no. I got some chicken. We're putting it on a grill. Let's go. So I'm like, okay. So me and two of my girls just kind of sat in the back, ate, drank, talked some shit, and then we went home. But nothing special for the 4th for me. What about you?
No, I've been on the don't barbecue on the holiday, barbecue the day before so you don't have to do anything on the holiday. So I barbecued Saturday. And then Sunday, didn't do anything but relax. I can't even remember. Like, I remember
Saturday, I bar hopped for my cousin's birthday.
Okay.
But it didn't feel like it really felt like my cousin's birthday. It didn't feel like I was doing something for the 4th. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Yeah. It was, I don't know. And it was quiet. It was, I guess that was part of it. Cause for as long as I can remember, social media on the holidays was really quiet unless people wanted to make fun of people's plates.
I feel like I'm so happy. I feel like people don't post their plates no more.
No, I feel like that, you know, and I don't think they do it out of the kindness of their heart. I think they just realize like, oh, that's not a way to go viral anymore. People are onto it. So, because for a moment, it really felt like people were just trying to put together a mess just to get some tweets and retweets to be like, yo, who you eat that? You people are just over that. Speaking of which, we didn't talk about this last week, but when I was saying that Instagram is now going to be more focused on video, we didn't bring up the fact that TikTok has expanded videos to 3 minutes long. Are you a fan of this? Have you been noticing this? Or
I haven't really been on the TikTok, so I hadn't noticed, but I did hear that they was like extended videos, and I was like, I don't know, sometimes a minute is long enough.
Limitations builds character. Like, you
really, it makes you very creative.
Yeah, you really got to just be like, I got this, and this, what can I do? When you start giving people plenty of time,
look, them Vine people had 6 seconds, and they was making the funniest stuff in 6 seconds. You gave people a minute, and they was doing great with a minute. Now you need 3. I'm gonna be on 20. This is what YouTube is for.
What are the rules to biting? Because we old on social media, right? If you, for instance, in real life, if you start a trend and you see people doing said trend, you either want your credit or you want them to stop doing it, right? All right. In social media, there is challenges, which are fair game for everybody to do, because they're just throwing the Bust It Challenge, whatever. They are throwing that out for y'all to participate in. When it comes to jokes, though, why is there no shame in biting? For instance, I don't have a TikTok account. I don't have the app on my phone. But I do realize, and I might be late. The same way Facebook is late to things, Instagram might be late to things. I have no idea what the delay is on TikTok to Instagram. But I see the video sampling, what is it? Kool & the Gang, Summer Madness. The punchline is like, you do something and then you stare off into the distance as the song plays. Why everybody gets to do this? Is this a challenge? Did I miss the first video where the person just welcomed the people to do the challenge? Or
I don't think I've seen
this. Oh, For some reason, the people in my timeline love to put this as a story of just like when you forget the groceries and you, or when you realize that you're old now, and then you just stare off into the distance while they're like, they play the Summer Madness part where the keys raised. And I'm like, why?
But maybe I've seen it. I know on TikTok, normally it's accredited. So like, okay, if the first person does it and people pick up on it, if they're decent people, they'll in their comments be like, credit to this person. Like, they got it from that person, which is why they did it or whatever. So I have seen that. And I think people are okay with that. I know, what's her name? Katie? She do the council. And for those who may have seen it, because I'm sure it's made its way to, you know, something else, but it's this one girl who is different versions of like different personalities of herself. So okay, it'll be like logic, women part, anxiety, whatever. And it'll be like all her different thoughts. Like, they have the council meet and they talk. And so somebody else kind of did it, and they did it in a different kind of way, but it was still the same. And she was kind of like, I mean, you could have just gave me credit, though. Like, everybody knows she created this. It's her thing, right? Because even now I see guys has done, like, guys will do their version of it. But they all will credit her because they got the idea from her. And whoever this other person was who did it, she was just like, I ain't trying to sound petty. She was asked, she's like, am I being petty? Because I'm like, I really put thought into this, a whole idea. And you can't just be like, got the idea from. Even if you put like a little bitty twist, you still took my idea. Yeah. So I got that. And then I think the bigger part about some of those things are, especially because, you know, I don't know if you knew, but the Black dance community.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, okay, went on pause. And it was because they'll create these wonderful dances, and then a person out of color would pick it up and get all the traction in the world, all the popularity, all the fame. This person created it. And they never give kudos to the person who actually created it. And most of the time, a lot of the choreography was coming from Black people.
Yeah.
And they weren't getting their credit. So it's just like, be fair in this world, you know?
Yeah. And even on a smaller scale, not on a smaller scale as far as thievery goes, this runs rapid on Twitter as far as, like, in Instagram, you don't steal people's personal pictures. You do for catfish purposes, right?
Right.
But you would steal a meme. Or yes. But on Twitter, people will flat out steal your tweet.
Yes.
That's picking and up traction. It. And then they get, I'm like, this shit is crazy.
And the crazy thing is, you really don't know where it came from first.
Nope.
Like,
you have to like do a
search. I'll see something on Twitter. And if that's the first time I've seen it, that is the first time for me.
You get the credit, like, oh, okay, that's dope. But then
yes,
if I've seen it before, I'm like, then I'll do the search. And I'm like, damn, you stole this from somebody. Like, this is
if I seen this one over here first 7 hours ago, and I see you post this 2 hours ago, I'm gonna say you bit it, because your shit just came up 2 hours and I saw it 7 hours ago.
Yeah.
Like, screenshot. Just screenshot it. It don't take that much.
Yo, I really want to go wonder what goes through people's head when they're just like, yo, I got to get this off. Like,
and why do you think that people haven't seen, if you seen it and thought it was funny, you don't think other people seen it and thought it was funny too?
No, they got to post it so they can say, y'all like that? Follow me on. Nope. That follow you anywhere
them
else.
Them be the funny ones to me. Like, you get a little bit of traction, they come back and be like, I ain't know this was gonna blow up, but since
oh my God. Yo, that is right up. There's two since you're here. There is since you're here, follow me, and there's the preamble to that is, well, since y'all here, I don't have nothing to plug. So why does it have to be a plug? Why do y'all have to, you got a good tweet off. And then
I mean, I had accidentally got a good tweet off. That's only because somebody more of the popular Twitter world had retweeted it and people was answering. And I was so annoyed. I was like, how do I cut it off? I don't like this. But then somebody was like, you should have went in there and been like, check out my podcast. Like, I was like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I just wanted it to stop.
Yeah,
I just wanted it to stop.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't know how people are famous in the Twitter world. I don't like it.
Well, see, listen, to me, the people who are famous, like, if I was famous, if I had a blue check mark.
Or popular. Where, I'm not even going to say famous, just popular.
If I had a blue check mark where y'all was editing me, I would let it be known, like, I don't see none of that. Because there are settings in there where you, like, only get ads from verified people, only get ads from people who follow you. I would never have seen none of that stuff. I'm not going crazy. And then I definitely want to be one of those people who, search for your name when y'all don't at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because you're telling yourself. People, they do it and they respond to it. I'm like, bro, I ain't even at you. Like, you really look for your name?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like, you are wild. No, didn't do anything for 4th of July. And we did do our little staycation where we went. We was in like Lombard or Downers Grove. Yo, the hotel was so quiet. I just love quiet hotels during this time. I was like, oh, this is great. There's nothing going on here. The only disappointment part was the restaurant in the hotel wasn't open. And it looked like it was a nice restaurant. And I was like, damn, oh, this would be convenient. Just going right down the street. But we was like in Oak Brook and I never knew. You probably didn't know because you don't ever be out this way. But I've been to the Yorktown Center off of Butterfield, off of 56. I've never been to Oak Brook one. And I didn't know it was outside. I was like, oh, this is kind of like the Premium Outlet Mall. And we was outside, when was that, Monday? It was 90 degrees, but it was packed. Mm-hmm. Monday really felt like 4th of July because we were outside that day and everybody was outside because they had the day off.
They're off, yeah.
So everybody, I was like, oh, okay, this is where y'all was at. Sunday really was quiet. Monday, while we was waiting, you know, to check in, it was busy there. And I have this thing where, if I'm out of town or in a different city, I try not to eat at places that
you can eat at home.
Yeah. So the hotel had a Cooper's Hawk right across the street, but I was like, I got a Cooper's Hawk in Naperville right by my job. I'm like, I'll go somewhere else.
I like Cooper's Hawk. I might still go. I mean, because also like different places stuff tastes a little bit better. But Popeyes in Louisiana is probably the best Popeyes ever.
You sound just like Melissa. She was like, I gotta have it. It's fresh. I'm like, all right.
It's something about Louisiana Popeyes. I'm trying to tell you. It's top notch.
They have I don't know if Melissa went to that one, but I do know they have a buffet at one of the Popeyes down in Louisiana.
Could you imagine a buffet of Popeyes? Come on.
I've been to a KFC buffet before, and I've often been to a Pizza Hut buffet, but never been to a Popeyes chicken buffet.
They used to have a Pizza Hut buffet.
That pizza buffet was amazing. Like, go around lunchtime, and they was constantly keeping that pizza filled, bringing new pizza out there. It was good, but that...
You know who pizza buffet ain't good? There's other CC's pizza.
Oh. Yeah, yo, I completely forgot about CC's. I'm surprised CC's survived the pandemic, to be honest. I'm like, oh, they still open. Okay.
Facts.
Look at that.
Yeah. I ain't had CC's in over probably 10 years. But when I went, I was like, this is not the bee's knees or the fly's ankles. No. And I don't want no part.
And I think, what was the price? Like $5? I'm like, I'd just rather go to Little Caesars and get me a hot and ready for $5. I'm like, I'm there. I got to keep getting up And y'all got some wild pizza concoctions, isn't that? No.
Yeah, like, I don't want macaroni on nothing.
That's exactly what I thought about when I said.
I don't want macaroni on. You know what I don't even like? I don't know how people like that deep fried macaroni. I ain't had a good version yet. Every time I try one, I'm like, what in Jesus' name?
I thought, there was this one place out where we were at. But they had closed. I think they closed during the pandemic. It was called So Cheesy. And it was like this. They was obviously, with the name and the pun, it was all cheese things. And I thought, what are they going to do with cheese? And one of their claim to fame, I guess, was a macaroni and cheese grilled macaroni and cheese sandwich. And I'm like, that's it? You put macaroni and cheese between two? All right, I guess.
Like, I thought it was going to be like fondue. I'm like, that you can't. Hopefully you can't fuck that up.
Yeah, but I was like, I like macaroni and cheese. Do not get me wrong, but I've never been like, yo, put this between two pieces of bread.
You know what? It's something about the world we live in. Like, I get everybody's putting their own take on food, but like, macaroni nowadays has become so much. I feel like, when did things become this? Like, you ever go, let's say Thanksgiving, for instance. I remember Thanksgivings growing up, okay? All my life, maybe up until maybe the last 4 years, it ain't never been a time that I went to the grocery store and couldn't find macaroni and or cheese. And now it's like, you got to buy your ingredients for macaroni at least a week in advance, because now everybody's some macaroni guru and you got to have the best of this and the best. Like, since when?
Yo, I don't know. That's remember, I came across that with wings over the past year. I'm like, oh, all y'all make wings now? Okay. But yeah, macaroni and cheese is up there. But it's weird because you've noticed this with macaroni and cheese, right? When we went through the bacon situation.
Egg rolls. Oh, the egg roll epidemic during the quarantine. And everybody know I make egg rolls too. So I'm not saying, but who the epidemic? Like, I used to have to go to multiple stores to find egg roll wrappers. Because they would be out.
Do you once you've had and that answer is probably no, but like, do you ever go like, what's going on? Let me do a quick egg roll recipe in Google. Let me put in egg rolls on YouTube. Like, who got the most hits? What put y'all onto egg rolls? Let me go to Pinterest. Like, what is going on? What caused this calamity?
Here's one thing I feel like specifically for me, and I can make a variety of flavors of or whatever ingredients styles of egg rolls. But my top one is my jerk chicken. And I don't know if it's just people relate being like, Jamaican and jerk, we going to get that from you. Everybody got their Italian beefs and Philly steaks and buffalo chickens and the whole nine, Southwestern, all great. It's such an epidemic of egg rolls. Every restaurant you go to now, that's on their appetizer menu. Yeah. Lobster. Like, dang.
I see. Yeah, we was at one restaurant and they had Italian beef egg rolls. I saw that on the list. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what? I went to a restaurant and I had onion rings as an appetizer because I feel like onion rings does not get the love that they deserve. Nobody really orders onion rings on purpose. I should take that back. Not on purpose, but at restaurants where you can swap your onion fries for onion rings, how many people really do that? I know Burger King. Oh, so you go to Burger King and get the onion rings?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Because first of all, Burger King fries are trash.
Damn. They used to have some good fries before they switched them.
Yes. So did Wendy's.
Yes.
I get so tired of fries. I hate that everything come with fries. Like, there's only certain fries I really want. I don't want everybody fries. I need something else. I have a bar that me and my friends frequent to that has like really good food. We really go for the food and not the drinks. Not that the drinks are bad, but we really just go for the food and the atmosphere. And they have good fries, don't get me wrong. And the other time when I was like, can I get half fries, half onion rings? I need a variety. I just get tired of fries. Yeah. Everything comes with fries.
You're right.
Everything.
And back to your, the only certain amount, there's only certain places where you want fries from. I promise y'all that McDonald's is the only place where if you get me McDonald's, like let's say you were like, yo, I know John finna come through. Let me get some McDonald's. And for whatever reason, you got the McDonald's at 7 and I'm not there till about 7:30, 7:45, 8. I'm going to be mad you got McDonald's because those fries are trash now. Those fries are only good when they're fresh. I'm like,
the first 5 minutes.
If you didn't know if I was going to be there right on time, you should have swapped that for some chicken nuggets. Like, I can reheat some nuggets. Those fries, it can't do nothing with.
Have you tried putting them in the oven or the air fryer?
I've tried the oven. It's just like, yo, I'm just like, whatever. I know they're not going to be great.
And very surprised about? That McDonald's doesn't sell their fries, like in the grocery store. And I am surprised about it. Now that I really think about it, because, you know, Checkers, literally Checker fries from the grocery store taste like Checker
Red
fries.
Red Robin sells their fries.
Oh, do they? I didn't know that. But I'm actually surprised McDonald's hasn't capitalized off of that.
Well, where should McDonald's can sell their fries, right? Excuse me. They could do, their ketchup is different than everybody else's.
And is it?
Yeah, if you remember, their package is red. It's their they don't do Heinz. It's like McDonald's fancy ketchup, and then they still don't sell Mac sauce. They'll bring it. They'll do it every once in a while. They'll do a little contest.
They are not capitalizing off of this when you really think about it, because people get different burgers and be like, add Mac sauce.
Yeah,
and you ever go to the grocery store and realize how many companies have gotten their things out? Like my Italian dressing. Is Olive Garden.
Yeah.
You can't tell me nothing about an Olive Garden Italian dressing.
Yo, can we, as people from Chicago or Chicagoland, why has Harold's not really capitalized on mild sauce at the store?
I don't know.
I know DC got Mambo sauce, and they in Capital, I think it's Capital City, some whatever it's called. They started selling. I'm like, why don't we sell it?
I do think you can buy Harold's mild sauce.
I think you can off their site, and I'm like, bro, if y'all don't get to the store with this, because you can make.
I wonder if you can get it at the big candy store.
You might listen. It would enhance a lot of people's chicken. Because a lot of people's chicken hide
their... And fries.
Yes, for sure with fries.
You want to talk about the only fries I want is some Harold's fries. Drenched in freaking mild sauce.
Yep.
With a little bit of lemon pepper. Okay?
Yo.
Had Harold's in so long one time. My friend came over and he was like, bought some Harold's. Now he was like, want a fry? And I was like, yeah. And I ate a fry and baby, I had 20 of them. I'm like, I don't know. The last time he was like, okay, just had a rest of the fries.
Yeah, they're just that good.
Now I want some Harold. Shit.
It's just that good.
I'm trying to be good.
Like, for real, a lot of places, they'll give you the mild sauce. They chicken without it is not great. And Harold's is one of those spots, too, because I hate how certain Harold's are different. Because I think they're franchise or whatever, but they'll be like, if you ask for extra mild sauce, some will put it on there, and then some will put it to the side, which I'd rather it on there, but if you put it to the side, best believe that little cup, if you, like, they do both.
Ain't doing nothing.
But here's what happens. They'll do both, and then they have the cups. I'm like, all right, well, this little cup's going to be in the refrigerator, and if I get some fries in the next week or two, I'm going to use that cup.
You're going to use that cup, yes. Also, anybody visiting Chicago, do not go to Harold's that's not in the Black Hood. I'm just going to tell you the honest to God truth. Anybody else, Harold's, do not give you mild sauce. They give you barbecue sauce.
Oh.
The disappointment that came across my face one time I had to experience that. And I was like, what? Yeah. What is this? Whose Harold's is this? It felt like barbecue sauce mixed with hot sauce or something. I don't know. And I don't know how to describe mild sauce to people. But it's amazing, okay?
It's really good.
It's amazing. just find you a good Harold's. So mad they closed the one on 87th or moved it or whatever they did.
Yeah, I think we talked about that.
We did. But we talking about Harold's. So you cannot not talk about Harold's and not talk about the one on Dan Ryan or that was previously on a Dan Ryan.
But and be appreciative if you got a good Harold's, because the Harold's in Aurora is trash and I haven't been there. Like, they overcharge you. They got an attitude. They close on Sundays. I'm like, fam, what are we doing? Y'all
are not cheap for money or what?
Yeah. Yo, if y'all don't believe me, go look up their Yelp reviews. It is so bad. And I, after a while, I just like, I'm not going to be here. It's fine. I won't have Harold's until I go somewhere where there is a Harold's and I'll give them a chance.
That's speaking of which,
do you have any spots that have, since we are on this food thing, to sell you guys a slice of pizza in a pot for like $3. Y'all have any of those?
It's some, yeah.
I don't know where that came from. I remember that was big when we were young. And it like has, started to disappear through and through. But that was a good look. If you can get a big slice of pizza for some reason in a can of pot for $3. Well, yeah, that's all but gone. I don't know if any other... Like, we used to have a bunch of places that gave you tacos for a dollar. I remember you used to fuck with Pepe's.
Dollar
right?
tacos. Oh my God. Pepe's used to do them. The Maxwell's on Halsted used to have some good dollar tacos, especially, they said, when you drunk, when you are lit, and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. You will go out your way to go get these, and they're big. They're not like small tacos. They're big tacos. And speaking of tacos, what's the hype? And don't get me wrong, because I've had them several times, but out of nowhere, Birria tacos has been such a thing.
Is this I never had this.
Though you have seen me. I mean, you might not have had it, but you've seen it. It's the tacos that's like shredded beef, I think.
Okay.
Or pork. I think it can be pork, either one. And it's got like the hard shell, and you dip it into the sauce.
Okay, I've seen it. Yeah.
It's such a thing nowadays. Such a thing. I've had them a couple of times. I made sure I got some in California when I was out there because I wanted to be able to taste the difference. Like, because I feel like they originated there. And that's the first time I've seen it. It might have originated in Mexico, so you know what I'm saying.
Well, California used to be Mexico. Go ahead.
Exactly. Keep going. So I feel like I was like, let me try them while I'm in Cali and make sure that they are equivalent to the ones I'm having in Chicago, because, you know, you just never know. Although Chicago's so multicultural, can't nobody tell me nothing about none of our food. I feel like Chicago got the best Chinese food. And I know that sounds crazy, but you ever eat Chinese food in other places is so bad.
But listen, it's the funniest part. And I remember we talked about this a few weeks ago, but the craziest thing about, and this might happen other places, y'all let us know. All I know is people who move away from Chicago, the one thing they be missing is like, yo, the food, man. Ooh. I can't get Italian beef down here for nothing. I can't get a euro.
Everybody I know that has moved from Chicago, everybody, I can't wait to come home. I'm finna bang. Like, if you visit home for the weekend, you gained 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Because you're literally stopping at a Portillo's, you're stopping at a White Castle's, you're stopping at a Harold's. If you're from out west, you're stopping from an Uncle Remus. You're going to stop at a Maxwell's. You're stopping at these places. There's even, again, Hispanic, like Mexican food. We have Indian food, Belizean food, Haitian food. Like, we have so much and different varieties. And it really makes you explore the city on top of that, because they're in different places.
Yeah. I want to say, and this Twitter's been around for so long. I think I just celebrated my 11th year anniversary. But
Twitter came out in what, 06,
07? 06.
No, or last, 08?
No, I think 07 was. I jumped 07. In 09.
I got on 09 too.
I think Lil Duval had tweeted, Chicago food is so good, it's like they sprinkle crack on it. And I remember seeing tweeting that. And I was like, yeah, our food is delicious.
You're not going to be satisfied eating in Chicago. And that's like just especially if you're with somebody who knows good, like where to get good food. You're not going to be upset. You might as well do a tour of food.
Yeah, my God.
And we have towns and cities deliberately dedicated to that specific area. Like, there's a Greek town.
Yep.
If you're going to get you a gyro, like, that's where you want to go. I mean, you can get it from any hood shop and it's going to be fantabulous. The only thing that I don't think tastes like the original, and I've never had the original, is going to be a Philly steak. I think our Philly steaks taste nothing like
probably a Philly steak. Yeah, they probably don't.
Because when I look at it, I'm like, we be having lettuce, tomato. They're like, ain't none of that shit on a Philly steak. Oh,
no, it isn't. No. It's just onions, cheese. do you have any feelings toward expansion as far as, like, when we grew up, Portillo's was here. Now there's some in Arizona and California. We know that there's a
Giordano's. It originated here?
Yeah, Portillo's was here. Yeah. And then Giordano's and Lou Malnati's is on the strip in Vegas. And you'd be like, why y'all get our stuff? No, y'all got
to
come.
I mean, shout out to them, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if there's any other in Chicago.
Shout out to them for pushing out and getting Speaking in. Of which, Carol's is in Atlanta.
Yes, we do not appreciate Culver's as much. I saw this article saying, like, the way California loves In-N-Out should be the way the Midwest loves Culver's. And I'm like, yeah, we don't appreciate Culver's at all. We just feel like, yeah, it's here.
I mean, it's cool.
See? But their custards are good.
Chicago people don't hop on, like, franchise burger joints like that. Like,
well, why? Because you can't get a Vice Lord burger from a franchise joint?
I just think we like, I call them hood stuff. Like, when I think of, like, hood restaurants, like, a hood burger is different from a McDonald's burger, right? To me. Yeah, so that's what I say.
They're going to wrap it in aluminum foil, guys. It's going to be greasy as hell.
It's
going to
be wrapped in aluminum foil, and the bun
fries
is big.
Fries are going to be in the back. Just on the... It's like, yo. It's kind of like Five Guys. Five Guys is a suburban
version. But
better.
Yeah. But
cheaper.
Anything.
It's like, listen,
and
they might,
cheaper.
Yeah,
they
could taste
you
exactly
gonna get a
same.
Whole move. Yes. A whole meal, sorry.
Yeah.
You're going to get a whole meal from the hood joint, burger, fried drink, for like $6.
Yep.
Pizza puffs. What? People don't have pizza puffs, my dude.
I know.
I thought pizza, and you never know, as a Chicagoan, you really don't realize all the food you have
here,
until
yeah.
you go somewhere else. I was in Ohio, when I actually went to Ohio to coach, this was forever ago, and I was like, y'all know what I want so bad? A pizza puff. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy. And
I was like,
I don't
have pizza
puffs? Gee. Nobody knew what a pizza puff was. Speaking of pizza puff, they capitalized. You can go buy you a pizza puff in a grocery store.
Yep.
Capitalizing. They understood the assignment.
Is Bona beef a Midwest thing? Is that national? Where? What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know if y'all really eat beefs like we be eating beefs around here.
Is that a Chicago thing? I feel like that's a Chicago thing, right?
That's what I think too. I'm like, where
do Portillo's sell beef? Yeah. Like just sell it, like to buy in the store.
No, I think you can. I don't know if you can buy it in the store. I think you can buy it from their site and they'll ship it to you.
But let me tell you, it's not Bueno or whatever you call it. It's another Italian beef
company. Bona, you can buy at the store. There's a P1.
I know it when I see it, but baby, let me tell you, what you do is put it in a crock pot. Okay?
Okay.
Let it simmer.
Food talk.
Look at me being country. Let it simmer. Add your little onion, little pepper. Put in a crock pot, get you some Italian bread and some mozzarella or provolone or nacho cheese, whatever is your thing, and some jaranera peppers. Baby, it is a hit. And it's like $15. The cheap party food. Yeah. You get a lot of meat.
So, listen. I'm looking at Bona Beef. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
I never knew if I was pronouncing it right.
All in Illinois except for one is in Denver, Colorado.
Well, I'm going to say that's our joint.
Yes.
Even though I felt like Bona really just popped up a few years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe in the suburbs or something, but in the city.
Bona was just like, listen, we know Portillo's is expensive. We just be a little bit cheaper. It's decent. It's not bad either. But it's just like,
I've actually never had baby.
Yeah. Like we'd be a little bit cheaper. Don't worry about it.
But Culver's, I mean, they're cool. I never really got into it, I guess.
I still love Fat Burger out of all the West Coast joints.
I have not had Fat Burger.
When Fat Burger was here for that little bit of time,
I kept saying I wanted to go, and then I looked up and it was gone. I think they replaced it with a Smash Burger.
Yeah, Smash Burger suffers from the same thing that Steak and Shake suffer. The fries ain't that good. If you're doing a burger joint, make sure the fries are on point because people will come through just to order fries. Nobody's just yeah, I'm going to just get a burger. No, the burger comes with the fries. If the fries are flame, you're going to be able to sell the fries. Nobody goes to get Steak and Shake fries by themselves. Y'all betting that. I hate them trashy-ass fries.
You are upset.
Because the Steak and Shake burger is actually pretty good. And I'm like, you guys had halfway decent fries. You guys will survive. But I don't think they're going to survive. All right, let me look at my list. We don't talk about 30 minutes.
30 minutes on food. I'm sorry, you guys.
4th of July stuff. I have shows, basically, but New Edition seem like they back together.
First of all, that announcement, New Edition, Las Vegas residency, all 6 members. Let me hurry up and buy a ticket before something go wrong.
That's what I was like. Yo,
are they gonna be there for your birthday?
I was like, yo, could we celebrate the birthday watching New Edition?
Listen.
I was looking for the date. I really was looking for
the date.
They
haven't announced our dates
yet. No, they was just like the Las Vegas residency and then a 2022 tour.
They be jumping ahead though, because they forever announce something and it don't come to fruition. I don't know.
I hope they make it. I was like, yo, can y'all just do this? Can we just get it together?
That would be dope though for the birthday.
Yeah. I was like, yo.
That would be dope.
I was like, let's do that. We can, and everybody loved it. It's not like one person to be like, nah, F New Edition. They like, nah, we grew up on New Edition.
All I need is Johnny Gill to sing my to me, okay? And we in there. Because you know everybody going to have a stint when they just do their song. That's going to be the longest show.
Yeah.
Well, listen, here's each other.
Here's the thing about it. That show can really just be the hit.
Need no album track.
Yeah, even though it'll be, if they didn't have so many hits, you could do deep cuts. But no, you can just can do all y'all singles.
Yeah.
And that's a good 2.5-3 hours. Y'all don't need the opener. Yeah. Just do all the singles.
That's what I said. Their openers are each other. You can come out with a New Edition song. You could do two songs.
Of all, this is what you do. Ralph opens because you only have Sensitivity. I don't know what it's called.
That's only Ralph Tresvant. Yeah. It's the only Ralph Transvant song I know.
Yeah. The only other one that you might get away doing is the one they sample for Money Showers, because that's a dope sample, and that might have been a single. Then you do you do Johnny or do you do BBD next?
I would say you can kind of do a mix, though. Like, you can come out with a Ralph Transvant, and then you could do two edition songs.
Okay.
And then you can bust out with, a Johnny Gill.
I was going to do all of them open, and then all come together to do. And I guess Bobby, you have to go, because you might want to do.
You would have to put BBD right before a new edition.
Maybe do it that way. But yeah, that's a good idea to do it that way, though, because you're not taking any. They got so many. I'm just thinking about all the hits they got. Like, they got so many hits
collectively amongst them all.
Yeah. Why are we talking about this real quick? Let's get, because Amar did have some comments.
Do Johnny Gill get to bust out some LSG? Just say.
They
throw out a little verse here and there.
You might be able to. All right, so Mar did watch. He posted this July 3rd. He said, I hadn't watched a whole verse since RZA and DGA premiere, but I had to watch this one. So let me give his bullet points. He said, Keith is obviously a better performer at this point. Bobby is just not in shape to keep up. But Bobby won it, in my opinion, because his songs were better. What was Keith talking about? Bobby, quote-unquote, cheated by using New Edition songs. Keith used LSG songs.
I thought
songs.
Keith was being shady.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about Bobby cheating. And yeah. I saw Amar's comment. I was like, originally I thought he was being shady. And then I was like, oh no, he's talking about he cheated because he used New Edition songs. Got it.
See, like, he just wanted an excuse to bring out Less Chill and other songs he wrote. But here's the part. We'll pause because he has three more points. What's the excuse? It feel like y'all set list is written. So why was he?
I think it was just his version of talking shit.
Yeah, and so after Bobby did Humping Around and Keith asked, how many times did you cheat? I thought he meant cheating in a relationship.
Yes,
Bobby
yes.
thought he was talking about cheating in verses. Keith was drunk, so drunk. Your favorite star, your favorite artists are just drunkards. I don't think Bobby knew who Pleasure P was. Most of the audience didn't, and Pleasure talked way too long. Maybe I missed it, but Keith was like, hey, Tank, what up? And Bobby was like, take the mic, young blood. So, yeah, astute observations on that.
I enjoyed it.
Well, here's the thing about Versus is because it's sponsored by Ciroc, they provide that. It's basically reality TV. There's so much drinking going on, and that, you know, those first few rounds is cool, but when they get into their cups, they just be talking and talking and talking. All right. Let's see what else I got. You ready to get it? We just guess we can get into our shows.
We can.
They all came back this week. I guess we'll do it in chronological order. Run the World came on Sunday. What did you think of this episode?
Run the World episode. I know I watched it. Refresh my memory.
All right. So Sandy was forced to ask Baptiste to be her mentor.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Fam, listen. She said, to me, I feel like Baptiste wanted to be with Matt. Because Matt going to play dumb, like, I don't know why she said, she like, this one girl was feeling me, but I didn't date anybody else. So she's like, yo, would you be my mentor? Cool, you got to write this 15-page essay, whatever, dissertation. Work on it. She working on it while she got to raise Matthew's daughter, and his brother is sitting at the coffee shop.
At the coffee shop having the donuts.
Yes.
Having big fun.
With the wretched. Listen.
With the wretched. Eating donuts, okay?
It's weird to watch.
I got to make a 15-page dissertation in 3 days on a topic that I wasn't even prepared for. And you don't think you're supposed to bring your ass home to come take care of your child?
Yeah. It's strange watching this because I have been Matthew. I've had tunnel vision and that understood why a woman was upset with me. Thank God I figured some things out. I could, because he seems like he's either my age or older than me now, or he definitely is older than what I was when in my 20s when I was doing this thing. So when you watch, you're like, Why can't you see this? Why she's upset? You like, you just like, what's the big deal? Like, yeah. And like, he doesn't, like, it was, I like how they do a good job of using real life because it wasn't just, you know, how people like, if it was just this 15 minute thing, fine, you made a mistake, but I'm doing laundry. I'm taking care of this house. You, Silver, since I moved in, you have not been doing anything. Like,
what were you doing before I lived here?
Exactly. She's like, I lived in my own for 9 years.
I like how she didn't get rid of her apartment, though.
That was smart. And were you thrown off by the time? Because they kind of fucked with the time. They start with Sandy, and she's like, I need space. Then we go and see Renee and Ella have their storylines play out. And then when we get back to Whitney and Whitney goes to see Sandy, it is once she left Matthew's house. She's wearing the same exact outfit. And I was like, that's kind of weird how they mess with time like that. But okay, I caught it. I think the only thing with Sandy is she was the last one to find out that Whitney was cheating. And she's like, yo, you got to tell
old dude. That she had cheated.
Yes, that she had cheated. And she's like, you got to go tell old dude.
Whoa, child. If she is going to tell this man, boy.
I think that's the season finale. I'm nervous for her.
Yeah, it is definitely the season finale. So I'm nervous for her.
While we're talking about Whitney, they went to marriage counseling and they found out little things. He's like, yo, you've been distant. But she's like, fam, I'm trying to do this wedding. I got to deal with my family, my mom, and then your family putting in. There's a lot of time. Yo, the marriage counselor was really marriage counseling because I don't know what it is about that. It's like youth pastor, counselor. They feel like they got to be funny. Like, he was like, yo, he did this little rhyme, and he's like, I just came up with that. Off the top of the, shut up. Just enough.
Hard.
Yeah. I was like, you, oh, I don't need
did
no extra.
Did you do counseling before you got married?
Nah, we didn't do counseling at all. We thought about, I don't even know we thought about it. I don't know why we did it. I don't have nothing against it.
I mean, it's always recommended or whatever.
Yeah. and then that's when she goes and shut up. Ella, let's talk about Ella. Because I have questions about this. She gets invited to this exclusive event. I think she was there to cover the band. There's this actor or this other star there who she's feeling. Not like feel like she's just like, yo, dude, super dope, sexy. He got a wife, love black man. Finds out he is cheating. So she runs.
I mean, randomly cheated too. Just in the bathroom.
So she goes to the bathroom, hear people having sex, which... We watch television shows. I've never encountered this in life, but apparently in clubs, people go and have sex in the bathroom.
Maybe so they get a little tipsy and stuff.
She works for, I guess, a shade room equivalent of in this universe. And is like, yo, I got to push this story out there.
I mean, you didn't. She could have kept that shit to herself.
Yeah, push the story out there. And friend is pissed off. And it's like,
she was beyond.
She's like, yo, I got fired and I'm going to badmouth you. Now, where does this fall on? Does it fall on the friend if I know you work at a shade room or the Jazz and Blog type situation? Does it fall on old dude who cheats, who should be like, hey, me and my wife either have an arrangement or told his agent, my life is my life, you know, my role life, my whole life. Don't get it twisted. This is none of your concern. And even if he did say that, shouldn't he have been on his best behavior when there's a third person there who does not know what's going on in your life?
Yes.
And all this would have been avoided if you had sex in the male bathroom.
Also true.
She would have went in.
Also very true.
To go in.
I feel like guys would walk in and be like, oh, do you?
Yeah. In the midst of that, when she was talking to Barb and she is feeling some type of way and she asks Anderson for her thoughts, he was like, it don't matter. And then in the middle of sex, which in my sexual career, I have not had any deep conversations that led to arguments. Well, it happens in TV and movies a lot where they just in the middle of pleasure be like, so what did you mean by, I'm like, are we having sex? Could that have waited till we got done with this?
We couldn't put this off to the side, but no.
The most unrealistic part.
No.
Was old dude just getting up. Go ahead.
My favorite part of the whole episode, I'm talking about knee slapping hilarious to me, is when Renee was in this office.
Yeah.
And she had got that L'Oreal pitch.
Yeah, she was able to pitch L'Oreal due to meeting her friend.
due to running into her Spelman friend, who was VP or something like that of L'Oreal.
Yeah.
And she was having a candid conversation. And she realized it was a good pitch. And the girl was like, let me see what I can do. You might be able to make this happen. And Renee brought this opportunity back to her company. And they was like, thank you, little black girl. We gonna have the white man.
White Keith.
Promote and pitch cosmetics. And why we supposed to be marketing advertising for them?
Yeah.
Man, Renee was over it. And I was happy for it. And then for her boss, white lady whose name I do not know.
I don't remember, but I love the fact that she had a white ally who stood up and like, no, we're done. Yo, no. The funny
thing. When she said, she held her hand down and was quote unquote dropping the mic. And she was like, that's the mic. I know you can't see it. It's an invisible mic, but I dropped it.
Yo, and then she like, you could have stopped there. I like the writing kept her up because as they exit, she was like,
Black Lives Matter.
No, before that, she said, it's been great. And Renee said, no, it hasn't. Well, no, it hasn't. Like, no, bitch, like, no. And then she's like, Black Lives Matter. And then
they marched out.
No, the best part of them to me marching out was she kept calling dude White Keith. And I'm like, why you just, and she's like, yo, stay black Keith. And I was like, oh, there was a black, that's why she called him White Keith, because there was a black Keith. Okay, I get it.
Keep your head up, sir. He was like, then the room, she was like, I'm just tired of being unappreciated. As a black woman, I was like, come on, I'm so happy. I mean, I don't know if her boss happy about her decision now, but I was so happy she stood by her. Like, you know what? We is in this together. We're all in this together.
Yeah, that was the highlight. That to me was the best scene. And
it was funny to
me. Yo, all right. I need to, and I'm probably talking to the wrong person. And this is that. It is, so I just do not see you. I don't even know if these women exist. But yeah, maybe they're on Instagram. But when Renee was trying to go to that party with Ella, the sexy bra and the I was like, do women just get, like, she is by herself and she got this amazing looking bra that looked like it cost a grip in this silk ass robe. And I was like, she just bad by herself. That is like, that's just weird. That the women can't be bad by. I was just like, she looked like she was getting dressed for company coming through. Like, that's how she looked. But, you know, that's Renee.
That is Renee. She's going to be fashion forward. So now what is she going to do with her career? She already fussing about money.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, everybody's going to be at a crossroads at this season. Mm-hmm. But Whitney's going to say she cheated. Sandy. I think Sandy and Matt are still going to be together, but the crossroads is probably going to be Baptiste Nat thinking that the 15-page thing is good enough. And she's like, I'm not going to be your mentor. And then that's just going to put another fork like, yo, who is this chick? And I don't think she likes me and she likes you. Renee, we already know where she's at. And then Ella looked like she's done with Anderson. So.
For now.
Yeah, for now. All right. And then after that, we got Loki. Yeah, Loki came. Loki was so good. Loki was so good, man. It was episode 5, Journey into the Mystery. So many little Easter eggs. I didn't know what a Throg was, but apparently there's a frog version of Thor. That was what was trapped in the jar as they went underground.
Oh, I was like, what is happening? I was like, what is that little thing
jumping in? I caught the Thanos copter.
I saw that, yes.
It was Avengers Tower. Like, so it was New York. You get sent to the void, which is allegedly or apparently the end of all time. So then nobody cares what happens there. That's what happens at the end. So it wasn't Avengers Tower. It was Quang Enterprise, because in one comic universe, Tony Stark sells Avengers Tower to Quang Enterprises, which is a bad guy group, and is headed by either Richards, because Reed Richards is Fantastic Four. So it's Nathaniel Richards, who's also Kang, who is also Rumma Tut, whatever. So that's why they think that's why the Sphinx was there with the nose, because he did go back in time to the ancient Egypt and chilled out there because he was trying to meet Apocalypse. Because Apocalypse is... Yeah. A lot of things was there in that Easter egg, which to me... And I don't think Kang is going to show up. I think the name drop or the seed is being planted, because I don't think they're going to put him first in this movie. But it's too many things leading up to this. And Marvel can't keep doing the whole is Mephisto showing up? Is this really X-Men in this universe? And then no, nothing. And then we didn't have that kind of speculation with Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So I feel like they have to pay this off. The bigger thing to me was Ravonna Renslayer really doesn't know what's going on, but she's all in anyway.
Yeah.
She's just like, nope, this is whoever's in charge, I want to know, and I'm going to pledge my allegiance to them. And
she's foolish.
Yeah. Which Sylvie was like, yo, Loki needs me, so I'm going to prune myself. And luckily, Mobius was out there driving a pizza truck, and he got to have some one-on-one time with her. He just gets along with the Lokis.
I like how he was hugging Loki, like, you're my favorite, yeah. But look at that Sylvie. Like, you said it to both of them, yeah. And I think that was kind of dope.
Let's get to talking about the Lokis, though. Kid Loki said he killed Thor, and he had wings on his helmet, so maybe that's true. But boastful Loki said he killed Iron Man and Captain America. I think he a liar. And we already find out he lied about a lot of stuff. Old Loki had the comic group of stuff. He escaped by faking his death. Alligator
old
Loki.
Old Loki was like, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
I got power. Because at that ending.
Yeah. When they had to make the
distraction.
When he
built that Asgard.
Yeah, that was dope. That was really, really dope. And I like the fact that he uses magic, sort of how people are pointing out that that's how Loki is in the comic books. And Loki in the movie fights a lot. Like, why the hell is they punching and kicking when they got all this
magic?
That's
what I said. I'm like, you got all this magic. Why are we doing all of this?
So Loki tries to convince the other Lokis, like, yo, we can get up. What did he want to do? He wanted to attack Alioth. Yeah, I forgot. The purple cloud.
Yeah.
And Sylvie, when she get there, was like, that's not even a plan. Like, I'm going to enchant this doggone thing. But before he can even get the Lokis to do this thing, President Loki shows up, which I thought that was going to be our Loki, but it was a different Loki. And then the double cross and backstabbing ensues, because that's what Lokis do. And the alligator bit his hand, which I was shocked to see in a Marvel Disney Plus show.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. So they all escape, and Kid Loki, which, again, I did not know Kid Loki is one of the Young Avengers. So I was like, oh, we see another character. And I'm like, how, they're going to bring
this? Well, makes sense because you got the Wanda kids, WandaVision kids. They're part of the Young Avengers.
Yep, Hawkeye's daughter is in there. I'm missing some people. Ms. Marvel, her TV show's coming. And then the original Captain Isaiah's grandson. I think I named them all. Probably missed them. Anyway, they enchant it. They look beyond the seas, and we see that it's like a house, a castle. And so here's the new speculation. People are speculating, which I can see this, that Miss Minutes is behind, like she is the bad, because Miss Minutes kept stalling.
Yes, but I thought she was stalling. I thought her and Shorty, I thought she knew she was stalling until the people got there. But my thing is, Miss Minutes is the only one who got access to the files. So she would know more. That was my thought.
And then I thought to myself, well, all right, this is why, and I hate to do this because people are going to be disappointed. Like when people got disappointed that the new Switch was just an OLED screen and not a ProLED. My theory is, it makes sense for Kang to be the big bad behind all of this in some form or fashion, only because when Loki got there, he got in trouble for messing with the timeline, right? And then he was like, yo, but what about the Avengers? They were able to mess with the timeline. And Mobius was like, yeah, but that was supposed to happen, right? And I was like, but who would that have benefited? It would benefit Kang, because them messing with the timeline got rid of Thanos. And I was like, oh, so he doesn't have to deal with Thanos. As
right.
one less bad
no, that
person.
Makes sense.
So I was like, maybe that's why he's in control of these timelines, and and he's trying to pick the easiest timeline for him to take over. I don't know.
I see what you're putting down.
Thanks. That was a good little episode, but man, nothing beats the encore. Yo, the encore is so good. And I was we was on that little mini vacation. Sarah, we get back to the room. Sarah was like, I'm gonna watch Love It Hip Hop. And I was like, I'm not gonna watch that till we get back home, because I want to take notes. And I was like, I don't want to feel like watching it twice. But as soon as I got home, I get to watch the encore on Thursdays because I'm in bed by 9 o'clock. So I watch them Thursday morning at work. Really enjoy the encore. I don't know if these women are ever gonna get things together. What happened in this episode? Heavy as the head. Aubrey. Aubrey's built for this. I promise y'all. She forever hears somebody talking about her.
Yes.
She's worried about being overthrown. Like, you don't get no extraness from being a queen, but she's just like, yo, the twins, and they want all the songs sound like Cherish. Yo, we didn't talk about how Elijah's messy. That man is messy.
Because
he tried to pretend like he ain't say, well, I got three number ones, and I'm the one who has a dick, so we ain't got to do
it. I really want to know if there's a reunion episode.
Oh, there needs to be one. Because what was it Irish talking mess? And she was like, I'm an adult, and the twins, they wigs is childish, they Bible. And I was like, oh, I would love for them to play this clip.
That. And then Irish was on Instagram being a little messy, and then one of the twins commented below that. I stumbled across it today.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I wasn't prepared.
So, Sita said, listen, she got the name Blueprint. Aubrey isn't a fan of the name, but the girls all agree they love the direction of Aubrey. They're going to have a listening party this week. Their ex-group members will show up. They do a new queen vote. It was a tie between Aubrey and Misha. And then the current queen decides, and she picked Misha. Yeah, because I think Fallon got some jokes. I mean, got some votes as well, and they didn't get to pick her. So, what else? And then Fallon shits on Misha. Like, she was like, yo, if y'all don't want these problems and y'all want to sound amazing, y'all should have voted for me. She was like, yo, what the hell? She was like, well, it's not shitting on you, it's the facts. Like, oh, God.
So them twins.
They are too much. They are. And then they got into it with each other. Which is hilarious.
Yeah, no, that was actually good though. But my problem with the twins is they don't be wrong though. Be
the problem. Here's the thing too.
It's just they way about going about things, but they don't necessarily be wrong.
It depends on what y'all trying to make. If y'all trying to make music that sounds current, listen to them because they're the youngest. So if y'all want to
also,
talk,
I will say though, truth be told, when Aubrey was like, we don't have no bangers,
no club bangers, I got
like. It's not that these songs aren't good. They all sound like good songs. But she said showing they don't have no up-tempo party songs, which they do not. And so for the twins to be like, but that's not what they listen to in a club. And I was like, they not listening to the music you produce in a club neither. Like, I'm not saying these songs that's out nowadays are fast, but they are mid-tempo up, like songs about partying. You have all these songs about heartbreak and love and church and you don't have songs about going out with my girls, having a good time, getting dolled up, twerking that ass. Like, you don't have these type of songs. And I feel like that's all Aubrey meant.
Yeah.
But instead, I don't know which twin is which, but the twin that overheard it and then went back and told her sister came in making it sound shady.
Yeah.
And then once they got down there into Aubrey, she tried to change her tone.
Yeah. So Fallon overheard it. And then told Felicia, she was like, yo, Aubrey talking ish about your records. So then Felicia come down like, you was talking ish. And then she was like, no, I said we didn't have any bangers. And then she was like, no, my sister said you. And Fallon was like, no, I didn't say that she was talking shit per se. I was like, but you didn't try to stop your sister from going downstairs.
She should have like, don't go down there all
yeah,
upset,
yeah, don't be mad. Like, but, and then the twins
you
are done.
Came in here talking about, girl, they down there talking shit about you. That's how you delivered the message. What do you mean?
Yo, the best.
Don't backpedal and pussy pop now.
The best part was the engineer just sitting there like, man, look, I won't get paid for this.
He said, I'm minding my business. I am editing songs, okay?
Some of my favorite parts are the them in the studio. Because Aaliyah was in one of the sessions, and I was like, oh, that makes sense for her to hear the songs quick.
Music, and then,
I feel like Cosign is the only one who's like, yo, I'm here for business. Elijah want to mix it up with them women. Cosign come in there and be like, yo, y'all ain't going to get nothing
done. I'm also still confused as how no one is picking Shamari to be queen. Shamari and Nivea are the like most less drama people in the whole house.
Yeah, and then
I don't know what y'all expected Misha to do.
Yeah, Shamari celebrated what her 15th anniversary and they did a video call with her husband and her kids.
Yes. Beautiful family.
Yeah, good little solid episode, man. I don't know how many episodes we are getting of this show. Do you know?
Yeah. It's only 2 weeks in, too. That's the crazy thing. As far as the show goes,
it's
been 2 weeks.
I was gonna be like, wait, what are you talking about? It's been 2 weeks.
Healy still ain't did shit.
Not a thing. Not a thing. And I'm
confusion.
Somebody said, is Keely just a drunk? Is that her thing? She just drinks. Yo, we did get some new looks for the girls. You see, everybody had a different.
And Irish look good. Yeah, with her confessional. Blonde little bodyway curl like, hair. All
right, what's going on here?
I don't care for Shamari's new lock type thing. I mean, it's cool. But it looked a little too big for her head. But I like her cotton candy bob wig. That's super fast.
I look at that, I'm like, that's her best look.
She looked good. I like that one.
Yo, the fact that women, and I might be talking so out of turn, but it looks like it happens. I mean, I probably have seen it happen. That when you are going out for the night and you have the girls, quote unquote, on display, that you got to put a little makeup on them. And I was like, you got to put makeup on your little breasts. Like, all right, everything's even. Or I've seen them do it at fashion shows and stuff like how do you even know? I don't know. That's not my world. So I'm like, how do y'all know how to do makeup on your breast and whatever? All right, anything else? Are you laughing at me because I'm a dude? Like, how do you do this?
No, I'm just laughing. I'm like, take a little brush, a little bronzer, make it shine in the light, shine bright like a diamond.
All right, anything else before we get out of here? We got to do a love and hip hop episode.
Love After Hip Hop. That's a show.
Let me tell you how
I watched this Monday. It's Thursday.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I watched it. Yesterday?
Yeah. I'm going to do my best because so many people are so excited for the rundown to come back.
Yeah, they are. All right.
And I'm like,
do we have anything this weekend? I would, podcast purposes, I will go to the movies and watch The Black Widow.
I watched F9.
I didn't know you was a fast person, but go to a fast and furious
not.
Person. Not like, yeah.
But did you see it?
No. I haven't seen it.
Guess I shouldn't say too much.
Unless they win. It's like, how are you going to spoil faster? It's like spoiling a superhero movie. That's not like the Avengers Endgame or something like that.
Let me just tell y'all about the foolishness that is Fast and Furious.
Yeah, everybody knows. Okay? It's crazy movies.
And that's the thing. Like, I only really watched it because I was trying to see how they was going to tie in all the people from all the movies.
Did Bow Wow make an appearance?
Bow Wow did make an appearance.
There we go.
They really just try to out-ridiculous themselves every movie, right? Tyrese was really us the whole movie. Talking about, so y'all never wonder how we do this stuff? Like, we be jumping out of planes, flying, jumping out of cars, all this stuff. It'll never be a scratch on us. We'll never hurt nothing. Everything be great. Dude's shirt be white, no scratch, nothing. I'm like, thank you, Tyrese. He was like, maybe we not human. He had a thing. Cardi had her moment, which was very short-lived. But, you know, Cardi, congrats for your role. My issue with Fast and Furious is I know that they do outlandish shit. But every time I watch, I'm like, this is just dumb. Just dumb. It's like somebody flying out of one car, like getting kicked out. And then, I don't know none of these characters' names. But
I just know Vin Diesel was Dom.
I was going to say Dom throwing other cars so that this car can catch the person who flew out the other car. Like, cut it out. They had a scene where they had an old riggedy, like, wooden bridge that went across, like, two mountaintops or whatever you want to call it. Like, the old raggedy wooden bridge that you wouldn't dare walk across.
Yeah.
Drove on it as the bridge was collapsing, okay? There was another one where this string swung and caught the car. And swung the car around to end up on the other side of them. Like, quit playing with me, okay? Then it was the going out of space part. They went into space, okay? Space. Tyrese and Ludacris hopped on a Back to Future car with a rocket on it and flew to space. Then ran into the satellite. And went out with their submarine astronaut suits on. Like, we gonna survive. It was bullshit. I was just really sitting here like, you've got to be fucking shitting me.
Yeah, that's what they have come. You know, the funniest part is they started off selling boosting DVDs in part one. And they got to going into space in part nine.
Going into space, my guy. I was like, can we turn this shit off? Because
I think that's...
But no, that's the episode. That's I'm it, done. Yeah.
All right, you can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515F. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says...
Bye.